Kansas election officials announced on Monday that more Kansans voted in last month's general election than in any election in the state's history. The Kansas State Board of Canvassers met to certify the results of last month's vote for U.S. President and a host of federal, state, and local offices, and President-elect Donald Trump won handedly in Kansas over Vice President Kamala Harris. Kansas Elections Director Brian Caskey said the vote broke three records. For the first time, more than 1.34 million Kansans voted, more than 2 million were registered for the election, and more people voted in person ahead of Election Day than ever before. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab thanked election workers and volunteers, noting that unfounded accusations of voter fraud have made their jobs difficult. He said it's been hard for election workers the past several years, though they stand up every election cycle and do their work and they don't complain. Caskey, who serves under Schwab, said he wasn't aware of any allegations of fraud by any candidates in Kansas this year. Trump won Kansas in its six electoral college votes by 16 percentage points, widening his victory slightly compared to 2020 when President Joe Biden won the election. Schwab said his office was reviewing the election to see if the state needs any legislative fixes to help the vote run smoothly. He said the office may pursue bills when the Kansas legislature returns in January to make sure they continue to have secure elections, but he declined to say what sort of proposals he was considering, noting that they are still under review. Promoting good sportsmanship at all Kansas State High School Activities Association events continues to be a priority for the KSHSAA and its member schools, with maintaining focus on the student-athlete remaining an important focus as participation in the Interscholastic Activity Program teaches important life lessons and holds the students accountable to academic, attendance, and behavior standards. Starting this basketball season, the KSHSAA will recognize a league sportsmanship champion, which is inclusive of the girls and boys teams, including players and coaches, spirit squads, pep bands, and spectators, based on regular season basketball contests as evaluated by the adopted sportsmanship rubric, and each high school league conference champion will be awarded a championship trophy. Since 1970, the KSHSAA has awarded state basketball sportsmanship awards for those schools that met a qualified mark after participating in the state tournament. However, the KSHSAA is taking a necessary step to put more emphasis on sportsmanship year-around for every school, not just those that qualify for the state tournament. The new KSHSAA League Sportsmanship Award will be able to influence more students and school communities, as this award allows each league or conference to identify a KSHSAA Basketball Sportsmanship League or Conference Champion. And as the basketball regular season concludes, member schools will select their league sportsman champion. There are currently 38 leagues within the KSHSAA membership. Following the implementation during the upcoming basketball season, the board will evaluate the impact of the award and consider possible changes and/or expansion prior to the 2025-2026 school year. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that the Kansas Department of Transportation is receiving nearly $32 million to support using low-carbon construction materials in federally aided projects, as the Low-Carbon Transportation Materials Program aims to modernize project practices and support the adoption of advanced construction materials across Kansas. Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said this is significant funding that will drive innovation in construction practices. And by providing guidance and performance monitoring, the Kansas Department of Transportation can help contractors integrate cutting-edge materials into their projects and meet evolving industry standards. The Kansas Department of Transportation was one of 39 states that were awarded funding through the Federal Highway Administration's Discretionary Grant Program.